Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I want to go on record. I love my wife. I do. We argue over usually stupid stuff, but she's been there for me. And 37 years. We're coming up on number 38 this summer. July 28th is our anniversary. I've got to remember that. I should write that down.
I just want to go on record and say that you can end the segment right now. You can back out. You can just go to break and move
can
on.
Can I just stop?
Yeah, we're done.
Just stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going
to
do that?
Throw to break? Throw to a commercial? Well, and which makes it all the more mysterious that she would hang me out to dry. We were at an auto show event, the Twin Cities Auto Show, coming up in mid-May at the State Fairgrounds. And I was at a special event, shaking hands. I'm meeting some of the various dealers, car dealers around the Twin Cities Metro that are going to be there. I'm involved with the electrification. I am the official EV spokesperson, so I'd like you to, DJ, treat me with a little more respect, if possible. I'll answer all your EV questions. So I go through the whole evening. I'm shaking hands. I'm trying to be gregarious and, you know, I'm friendly and introducing myself and nibbling away at the hors d'oeuvres, and I might have had a drink. And I get home, and I look in the mirror, and there's this black thing on my left ear. And it looks like a giant, I don't know, it looked like it was gangrene. And it was a chunk of my headphones that flaked off and stuck to my ear. So I'm the whole night, I'm shaking hands, and there's this thing on my ear. And I got home and I asked my wife, who I love dearly, but sometimes she mystifies me. We have Lori on the phone. Lori?
Uh-oh. Yeah, am I here?
You're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And I think listeners, the public is demanding to know why you wouldn't tell your husband, why you would let him go for 4 hours. You know, shaking hands, introducing himself to strangers, and not mention that there was something really foul looking on my left ear. Where does that come from?
Well, in defense of myself, this is not the first time that this has happened. This micro earphone shedding seems like a reoccurring thing. And you after a while you kind of get used to it. I hate to say it, but you know, black stuff on his ears, and it was just one particular spot, and I kind of got used to it. And honestly, I didn't think much of it. It's not like it was something stuck between your teeth. It's not something, you know. It's just there. It's just, let's put it this way. It's a hazard of your job. It's a job hazard. Getting
but didn't you notice
your ears.
People were staring at my left ear, and I mean, I could tell, and people were looking at, and I'm like, why are they looking at my ear? And,
I don't know. I didn't notice that. So in all honesty, and it's not, you know, it's just kind of become normal for me to see that.
Oh, it becomes normal that I've got this giant black tick on my left ear. It looked like gangrene, but
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It was definitely black, but it was not gangrene.
DJ, are you satisfied by her explanation? I think it's weak.
I'm curious. I mean, so do you have these black flakes on your face like every night when you come home?
On his ears. On his ears. You know, pretty much. Yeah.
It's a regular occurrence.
There's some deeper hygiene issues we need to look into here, Paul.
you can kind of see if it happens often enough, you kind of just ignore it, right?
Okay. I guess this is the universe telling me to go out and buy new headphones, right? That don't flake.
No, this is the universe saying you have to scrub your ears.
Scrub my ears? Well, all right. Honey, thank you for picking up and... I next time I'll go into the bathroom and check myself here before I get home. But thank you for picking up the phone, and thanks for hanging in there through the good and the bad and the ugly.
No problem.
All right. Bye, honey. Oh, my goodness. And so some of our listeners called in or texted in, and this is one of my favorites. Paul, I was at an Allman Brothers concert in 1992. We were partying pretty hard. It was hot out. I had my shirt off. I had a beer in each hand. I was walking back to our group and dancing to Blue Sky, and everybody I walked past was smiling at me. I thought it was because I looked so cool dancing, but apparently my junk was hanging out of my fly. I probably exposed myself to 200 people that day before my buddies told me about it. What? You think that's possible to be so drunk that you don't know that? Really?
I have no words. I have no words.
I have no comment.
I don't know.
It was an Allman Brothers concert. Anything can happen.
I'm pretty confident I would know. I'm pretty confident I would know. That's all I'm going to say.
You would think it would be a little drafty, and even if it's a hot day, and right? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Another listener, Paul, I was at an event at the Minneapolis Convention Center. I saw a woman with the back of her skirt caught up in the waistband of her underwear. I did not know her, but I walked up behind her and said quietly, "Don't turn around. You don't know me, but your shirt is tucked into your underwear." She pulled it out and turned around with a red face and gave me a big hug. I would hope somebody would do the same for me someday. Thank you, Marion Egan, for being a good human being. That's never happened to you, right?
Well, no, but I think that speaks to, like, there's a certain person that needs to do that, right? Like, you or I could not go up to that woman and tell her that. Like, it would be too embarrassing, or we would not understand what's actually going on with the fabric, but... You know, a woman that sees another woman and your clothes are a certain way and I know how it's supposed to look and it doesn't look that way, then that's appropriate. That's the right thing to do.
I think, a woman tapping a woman on the shoulder.
Yes. Yeah.
And not being confrontational, but just as a favor.
Just helping each other out.
If I saw that, I would think, oh, that's the latest fashion.
Exactly.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Or you'd see a latest fashion and you'd go, hey, it's supposed to be, this is not supposed to be that way. I don't know.
I'm just trying to keep up. Hey, when we come back, everything that's happening in Ukraine, my father, Folker, has some perspective. Another episode of the Folker Files up next. Paul here with my soon-to-be 92-year-old father, Folker, who spent some time in the old Soviet Union, not by choice, when he was young, when he was in his teens. He lived with his father in what was then East Germany, which was under Soviet control. So he got a taste of communism, and now there are questions about what is Putin doing? Is this the Soviet Union version 2.0 that he's trying to put back together? Is he trying to get the band back together and cobble these countries back together? Dad, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back on CCO. Always good to be back. Yes, you are right. I am a little concerned when I watch and see and hear what's happening in Moscow right now. Is Putin going back to communism? When people are being punished, jailed up to 15 years for calling the war in Ukraine a war and not a police action, that smacks like communism, where you cannot express your opinion as a private person, and certainly not as a newscaster or newspaper man. We have to distinguish between socialism and communism. Social Democrats today rule in Denmark, Germany, Italy, France, and Switzerland. But communism is a bird of a different feather. Communism is a dictatorship. We had it under Stalin. Under communism, there is no personal freedom. Under communism, the state owns all means of production. All factories, the railroads, every farm would be a collective farm. Communism is very bad news. And I hope Putin is not going there, or he would have people fleeing. A few examples of what happens under communism. We had it, Paul and I sat over a couple of beers with an old friend of mine, Ernst Lotter, after the reunification in 1989, after the war came down. Of course, we asked him, "You didn't flee. How was it?" And my friend just grinned and said, "Terribly bad. We were no longer independent farmers. I didn't flee. I stayed. Very few people did. But every farmer lost his land, and we no longer used our head in our experience. The, what we call the cement heads in Berlin, illustrious government, would tell us when to plow, when to seed, when to harvest. Never mind what kind of a winter it was. Never mind if the soil was too wet to plow, too wet to harvest late in the year. Berlin said, these are the dates, and everybody in our democratic republic has to obey it. We were told by the government how many people we have to employ. I would often get a phone call and said, "Hey, Ernst, I'm going to send you 15 young men. They just graduated from school." Ernst would say, "I don't need 15 young men. I have too many people here." Well, that's your problem. The communism guarantees full employment for everybody. So this is your problem, okay? The 15 young men will be there on Monday. Ernst said, "I didn't need them." What was the result? Everybody worked half a day. The other half, you worked around the house. You cleaned things up. We had the word, the wonderful wording, "We pretend to work, and the state pretends to pay us." So Ernst kept on. We were drinking beer. And Ernst continued, "Wait till I hear you about my son, about the insanity of communism." Ernst's son was a policeman in East Germany. And he was told, "We know that you have an uncle who lives in West Berlin. You can under no circumstances have any contact with him. If over the weekend you decide to go home and visit your father and mother, and you see the car of your uncle, who is a West Berliner, if you see that in the driveway, you cannot go into the house. If you happen to be in the house and you answer the phone and you recognize the voice of your uncle, you can under no circumstance say, 'Uncle, hang on, I'll get Dad.' You must not speak one word, but you have to put the receiver down and then call your parents. You cannot talk to anybody in the West." Yeah, speaking of insanity. So to escape this insanity and the constant fear, these were the results. Before the wall came down, by the way, the wall, the Berlin Wall came down, was built on August 13, 1961. Before then, and these are amazing numbers, I had to double-check myself before we went on the air. Every day, 1,700 East Germans fled through West Berlin. Berlin was occupied by all four powers, occupied by the Americans, French, British, and Russians. and you could walk back and forth between the different zones. So people in East Germany had a loophole. You took the train to Berlin, you walked across the border from the Russian zone into the American zone, and the Americans would fly you out, fly you to West Germany. Now, you have to digest this. 1,700 people a day, over 11,000 in a month. All told, 2.5 million East Germans fled. And this, out of a total population, East Germany was a small state, out of a total population of 15 million, that state lost 20% of its workforce. And most of them were young people. They were not retirees because they didn't want to give up their pension. They were the young people, the workforce. So you can see when the day would come when the country would practically be empty, this brought them to the point, we have to build a wall, we have to fence people in. The wall was built with barbed wire, watchdogs, watchtowers, and people who tried to cross the wall and escape were shot. That was the brutal result of communism. And are we getting back to that kind of a communist regime? Again, let me make it clear, not socialist. Social democrats are fine people. But the way Putin sounds now, my question is he going back to the communist days? And I certainly hope not for the Russian people. I hope not. And for the rest of the world, I hope not either.
But he does remind you a little bit of Stalin and what you heard from Hitler, right?
Well, of course, Hitler was a dictator and Stalin could compete with him on suppressing people. Hitler had concentration camps and Stalin had the gulag. But now today, Putin has a form of a gulag. The dissident Navalny is incarcerated there. It's probably not quite as bad, but still, a man who wanted to have free elections, he wanted a freer Russia, has been jailed on a technicality. Who knows, he would probably die there. So Putin already has taken the first step to a dictatorship. Now, with the war in Ukraine, is he making it a total dictatorship, communist style? I certainly hope not. Can I make any predictions? I have no idea. I don't know if he's looking for an off-ramp, how that war in Ukraine is ever going to finish. It is not a good picture, but I feel sorry for the people of Russia. I met them. I met wonderful people, warm, great buddies, great people to sit, also great people to drink with. My final say, if you ever drink with the Russian, don't plan much for the day after.
Okay, that's the one takeaway from the show today. I'm writing this down. If you ever drink with a Russian. Oh, boy. And I'll...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I love my dad. Look, he's 91, photographic memory, great storyteller. By the way, he was a printer. That's how he made his living for 40 years at one company. Sort of the American dream after emigrating here, going to college at Wabash in Indiana. And then he found a job and was able to stay. And I kept telling Dad, Dad, it's Putin. It's not poutine. Poutine, those are the fries, the Canadian fries with gravy, right? I get hungry every time he talks about poutine. My mouth's watering and he's talking about, and I know it's inappropriate, but anyway, all right. When we come back, some of the show highlights that made us do a triple take. Next. Paul, back with you. Jordan is going to be joining us in a few minutes. I want to see if her husband or anybody else, a member of her family, a friend, has ever thrown her under the bus and not told her when something was visually off, something was wrong. Just curious if she has a story. And you can always share your stories here at CCO with us, 651-461-9226. Some fairly extensive flooding now up in the Grand Forks area, East Grand Forks, Crookston. Governor Walz has declared a peacetime emergency. The National Guard has been deployed. And again, it was sort of the perfect storm. They got 3 to 4 inches of rain falling on top of snow with frozen ground. It kind of a trifecta of trouble, and that resulted in very rapid snowmelt, and all that water really couldn't, none of it could soak into the ground, so it's all running off into the Red River. There's some signs, some forecasts that this could be the sixth highest crest in Grand Forks on Wednesday on record. Had a chance to get an update from Sydney Mook. She is the managing editor at the Grand Forks Herald.
Road closures have been a big deal since this weekend. You know, other places, Crookston, for example, has been having some impacts with different buildings and different homes in that area. Crookston, actually, at the Red Lake River, they were expecting it to crest around 28 feet early this week, but it actually ended up cresting overnight early this morning, and it crested below the historic level where they thought that it was going to crest. It crested around 27 feet instead. But they were still busy. That was one of the places that the National Guard was active last night in putting up sandbags. But thankfully, they were, it seems like, able to avoid a lot of major damage, though they were spending a lot of time cleaning up this morning and this, throughout the afternoon.
And again, we avoided the problems here in central and southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, a little bit of flooding here and there, but snowfall was below average, believe it or not, in March and so far in April. And yes, we've gotten ample rain, but the ground thawed out fast enough so that, you know, the rains didn't immediately run off into streets and streams and rivers. So, you know, one benefit of this nagging, lingering March is that it really helped us in terms of slowly melting the snow and slowly thawing out the ground. Always hold your breath this time of year because you can get really bad river flooding, as we all know. So we're going to be talking about Ukraine every show and trying to come at this from different angles. I had a chance to go to the Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities Gala, Great to be back. First time since 2019 up in Brooklyn Center, recognizing the amazing people, the donors that make that possible, turning lives around every single day. So honored to be a part of that initiative. And I had a chance to meet an employee of Union Gospel Mission, Lydia Tanyan. She shared her mom's harrowing journey out of Ukraine back to Minnesota.
Overnight, I had to buy her emergency ticket to fly to Minneapolis. She flew to Amsterdam, and March 6th, she landed. And it was, you know, full of tears and hard to believe. And she's so grateful to have a family to come to have a home and someone to take care of her. And she's probably one of the very few blessed and lucky people. And she wanted me to share how grateful she is to all American people who welcomed her here. A lot of people were so generous, helped her, and you know, to start off her feet, because she came with nothing. She was allowed only a very small suitcase, some water, and some food for that long trip to the border.
Thank you, Lydia, for telling her story. And she was so grateful. I had a chance to meet her. She speaks no English, at least not yet, but tears in her eyes. She was just so grateful to be here in America and out of danger, and we're so happy to have her here. And the fact that she had apparently a visitor's visa, she would come back to Minnesota every summer to visit her grandkids. So she had this special visa that allowed her to fly from Romania through Amsterdam back to Minnesota. That's the only reason she's here. Otherwise, she'd have to wait, along with most of the Ukrainians who are now in refugee camps. So when we come back, Jordana Green is going to update us and see what kind of trouble she got into today. Jor's up next.
No, I just thought that was a dumb answer.
What did you say today that made it a dumb answer? I'm not babysitting you. What did you say?
God, I love your laugh. I missed you today.
Well, you were on with me. You were on with me this morning, and people were complaining at you about the weather, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, people were booing and jeering, and I'm used to that, but still, it hurts, Jor. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, they did that for me for no reason most of the show, just because they didn't like me, but you at least have the weather to blame it on.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna blame the European model. She's so fickle. Hey, I need to get, you're my second wife, you're my work wife, mm-hmm. and I need your analysis. Lori hung me out to dry Friday evening. We went to an event for the auto show, which is coming up in May at the State Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be, you know, talking about all the EVs. There are like 14 different all-electric vehicles, cars, pickup trucks. It's going to be cool. So I'm shaking hands with some of these car dealers, and, you know, we're getting excited about what's coming up next month. And I think, oh, yeah, things went pretty well. You know, I don't think I offended anybody. I get home.
Good for you.
And I'm brushing my teeth, and I look up at the mirror, and there's this big black thing on my left ear. It looked like a giant tick or gangrene. It looked awful. And I thought, what the hell is that? And I flick it off, and here it was a little chunk of my my headset, my earphones that I use at the studio.
I've seen it. Yep,
they're
I've
old.
Seen it.
They're old, and they flake off. And but Lori, the whole evening, she's sitting at the table with me, and she didn't say anything. And is she trying to make me fail? Is she messing with me?
Yeah.
What is that about? Why would somebody do that?
I don't know. Why did she do that? That's crazy.
So she was on at 5:07. She was on at 5:07, and she really didn't put up a good defense. She goes, I didn't make much of it. Kind of like, you normally look goofy, and I
no.
Wasn't
she
going
said
to intervene.
She said you normally have that same black schmutz on your ear, so she's just used to it and didn't really think anything of it. Is what she said.
Yeah, but did she think that maybe car dealers might? What is wrong with this guy?
Also, a texter wants to know if you really didn't go to the bathroom for all 4 hours you were at the event.
You know, he did, but he just didn't wash his hands.
You know, I don't think I did go to the bathroom because had I gone to the bathroom, had I had a few more drinks, I only had one drink, and I did not use the restroom facilities. I should have.
Oh,
but
funny.
Don't you think your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend should tell you if something is wrong?
100%. And 100%. And if I were with you, I would have just taken your ear and said, what is this schmutz, and get it off, because you cannot walk around with that stuff on your face. I've seen it. It's disconcerting.
I should buy new headphones, shouldn't I?
Yes, I think it's time. And did you tell Lori that from now on she has to tell you?
Well, yeah. And I tell her when there's something wrong. I mean, she'll tell me if my fly's down, and that's nice. That's a good start. But really,
Mark has no issue with that. He'll doesn't even have to be asked. He'll say, "Oh, babe, you really need a breath mint. Your breath stinks." Like, he's not even nice about it.
Really?
Or you're wearing that? Are you sure you don't want to make a different choice? Thanks, honey.
Really, he questions what you wear? Well, that's brave. That's brave.
Are you sure you want to go with that? Really? He has a good sense of style, so I do trust him. But he also has he's not as diplomatic sometimes. And maybe it's just me because I'm his wife, you know. So if I had schmutz or if my breath smelled, he would be like, "Oh, babe, like, is it hummus you had for lunch? My goodness, we all know what you ate for lunch." He's not diplomatic at all, so he just puts it right out there.
To the point. Well, there's something to be said for that. You doing okay otherwise? Everything? I know you're having a rough couple of years here, but how are you feeling? How are you doing?
No, I'm fine. It was actually fun to do the morning show because I was planning on going to my son's baseball game this afternoon, but it got canceled again. That's like their fifth game that got canceled. Hey, David, did you end up playing softball? Did you start?
I played last night, and I almost killed myself running into the second baseman coming in out of right field. But my games got canceled tonight, too, because it's cold, which is ridiculous. It's in the 30s. We've been waiting for 7 months to play softball, and we're going to cancel it because it happens to be 37 degrees. It's stupid.
Do they cancel football games in the fall?
No, of course not. Of course not.
But it's because it's so much below average they cancel it?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
I don't know,
but I know my son was like, "Mom, can I buy a long sleeve because we're going to be standing outside?" I'm like, "Yeah, just bundle up, suck it up, go play ball."
Well, it's quarantine on top of quarantine, right? COVID, and now it's like our weather has a virus.
I know.
Make it stop.
I know. I'm hoping they play tomorrow. They have a bunch of makeup games, so it's nice that I can be home in the afternoon to go watch him play. So hopefully we'll get some of those games in, weather guy.
Well, I'll kick the Doppler. I'll headbutt the Doppler and let's see what happens. What's on your show tomorrow morning, Jor?
Yeah, I was going to say, we spoke with Joe Lindsley today, who's our Ukrainian guy, and he's in Ukraine. I know, hopefully you'll have him on, but we checked in with him. So check out the podcast on that. I think it's still labeled, "Hey, it's Corey Heppala," but it's on my Instagram at Jordana Verde if you want to check that out. And, we're going to, I don't even remember. I got the tired brain going.
It's okay. We'll be tuned in regardless. You could be singing Ukrainian folk songs, and I would tune in to hear that.
Maybe that. You're the best. Hey, by the way, you got some schmutz on your ear.
Oh, where is it? Here. Okay. Okay.
Let me get that.
No, that's actually part of my ear, Jory. That's I can't do anything about that.
Miss you guys.
I was born with that. Thanks, Jor. See you soon, darling. Hang in there. Oh, DJ, DJ, DJ. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for a good show. Let's try this again tomorrow. Be safe out there and give each other plenty of space and grace.
If you ever drink with the Russian, don't plan much for the day after.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.